News release Ontario Provincial Police June 14 update. At approximately 8 p.m. June 13, 2022, divers from the OPP Underwater Search and Rescue Unit, USRU, located and removed from Georgian Bay the body of the missing male canoeist. The deceased has been identified as that of Mateusz Janis, 29 years of Toronto. An autopsy will be conducted in the near future in Toronto to assist in determining the cause of death. Investigators would like to thank everyone who assisted in this investigation. Original June 13 release, Tiny Township, Marine officers from the Southern Georgian Bay Detachment of the Ontario Provincial Police, OPP, were dispatched at 8:25 a.m. on June 13 to a report of a male who had disappeared after one of two male canoeists was rescued from the waters of Georgian Bay, around 300 meters from shore and approximately midway between Cedar Point, Beausoleil First Nation and Marks Point, Tiny Township. Investigators were assisted in the search today, June 13, by members of the Beausoleil First Nation Fire Service, the crew of the Beausoleil First Nations Ferry Indian Maiden, Tiny Township Fire Service, County of Simcoe Paramedic Service, a search and rescue Hercules aircraft from 424 Squadron Trenton under the direction of the Joint Rescue and Coordination Center, JRCC, in Trenton. The OPP Underwater Search and Rescue Unit, USRU, was later dispatched to the scene to assist in the search for the missing second canoeist, a 29-year-old male of Toronto, in the deep and chilly, 6 Celsius, waters of Georgian Bay. On June 13, the missing 29-year-old and the rescued 36-year-old male from Toronto ventured out on Georgian Bay in a small canoe lacking safety equipment and later capsized, with only the 36-year-old male being rescued by a nearby kayaker. The rescued male was transported to an area hospital for treatment of exposure to cold water. The investigation and search continue. Educating the public about safe boating practices, along with cold water survival and lifejacket use with our community safety partners, is a priority. If you see a possible impaired operator, please make the call and dial 911 and help prevent a marine incident.